something interesting, Shtigal HaKdama. It says that the my Hanukkah, state that because of the Ness of the Pach Shemen, so the following year, also Yom Tovim, Bahalo V'Hoidor, and we have a Yom Tov of Hanukkah coming up of 8 days, Halol V'Hoidor. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to have a Hesped or a Tainus. That's what the Yom Tov is. It does not mention a word about Simcha. The Rambam states that the days of Hanukkah are Yemei Simcha. So one of the Mefarshim have a big problem. Where did the Rambam get the Chiyuv of Simcha? By Purim it says, L'aseis Eisim Yemei Mishtev Simcha. Purim there's a mitzvah of Simcha. But here by Hanukkah we know that it's a Ruchnius Dikki Yontif. So we'll talk a little more tonight about it. But the Kitzur, it could be that the Chiddush of the Rambam is that Hanukkah, which was the Nitzochin over the Greek culture, over the Yevonim, so there's an Indian, even though there's not an Indian to make big parties, there's not an Indian of Mishtev, Simcha, on Purim, on Hanukkah, but learning Torah, which was going the best way to fight the Yevonim, that itself is an Indian of Simcha. So in Ruchnius, in Hanukkah, the Simcha is Ruchnius, and in Purim, the Simcha is in Gashmius. So the covered Yontif will say over Shtikol Shir on the Inyonim of Hanukkah. We say in the Aneris Halolo, Ein Lono Rishus L'Shtamish Behem. You're not allowed to use the Hanukkah Licht. We'll try to work on why not. In the Gemara, we had today three cases, three machloikesim, whether you're allowed to use the Hanukkah Licht or not. Again, so in the we say on Hanukkah, Osir, Ein Lono Rishus L'Shtamish Behem. But in the Gemara, we have a machlokes. First, we have a machlokes, Amiroyim, Chafala from the days. One man the Yomer says, Mutu L'Shtamish L'Oira, and the other man the Yomer says, Osir L'Shtamish L'Oira. We have a machlokes, whether you're allowed to use it or not. The second case is, in Chof Beza and Aleph, whether you're allowed to count money in front of the Hanukkah Lich. And now we have a machloikis. Rav said you're not allowed to do it. And Shmuel said, V'chi ner kedushi yeshba. So it seems that Shmuel holds that you're allowed to count money in front of the Hanukkah Lich. So we have a second machloikis. And on the bottom of Chof Beza and Aleph, we have a third machloikis. Are you madlikin mi ner la ner or ain't madlikin? Which means, are you allowed to light from one candle of Hanukkah, one of to the other, or not? Again, Shmuel says Madlikin. Shmuel says you could take from one to the other, even though you're using the Hanukkah lich. And Rav says you're not allowed to use it. So in all three cases, we have a machlokes. So we have to understand the machlokes and the reasons behind it. As far as lahalocha, we have a shtikel stira. The first two cases, we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, osur l'shtamish l'ora, you're not allowed to use it in general, and you're not allowed to count money in front of it. But we paskin, like Shmuel, that madlikin miner l'ner, that you are allowed to light from one lift to the other. So l'chora, we see something different. We see that all these three cases are different. The third case, we paskin, you're allowed to light from one to the other. And in the first two, I'll be happy to answer if there's anything. I'm saying this first two cases we pass in the Chumra, that you're not allowed to use it, and you're not allowed to count the money. And the third case, we pass in the first two, you're not allowed to count money and use it. And when it comes to Malika Miner, you are allowed to light from one candle to the other. What's even a bigger theory is Abaye himself. Abaye, you had in the Gemara, when he finally heard from the second Amora Kiblamine, he accepted that you're not allowed to use the Hanukkah Licht for other purposes. And Abaye Paskin, like Shmuel, by himself, how could the same person Paskin? So it's not only Akasha on the Shulchan Aruch, on the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, But it's a kasha Rabbi himself. So you have to say, Poshut, Elia's Makavim to it. You have to say that the last case is much weaker. The last case of Madlika Miner in there, even though there's a Machlaikis in the Gemara, but the Svara of Shmuel in the last case is much stronger. Rashi and Amud Beis, if you didn't get to it yet, it's good to know. Rashi says the Svara of Shmuel is, it's Lutzerich Mitzvah. It's the same Chanukah Licht, you're just taking from one candle to the other. So even though Rav argued on that also, but since that's the easiest Sad, the easiest case, we pass like Shmuel.
So, that mitzvah or a mitzvah?
No, well, yeah, we're getting, here it's this mitzvah. It's not much the best. It's the same Chanukah lift, but it's from the fifth day to the sixth day. It's on the same day. It's just from one candle to the other. Now, yeah? Because even if you use a match in between, kinsa, I don't want to go into it now, even if you have a stam, a match in between, which you take the match from one candle, you light the match, and then you go to the other ones. So in between, you're using a match, which you got from Chanukah Licht, but since you're going to take that match and put it back into the other Chanukah Licht, it's a Tzorach Mitzvah, and there's no problem. But now we're going to go to the first two cases, that we pass it. Also, Ishtamesh, and you're not allowed to count the money, we have to understand why not. Now, what's interesting is, the Gemara does not give any reason for the first case. But in the second case of counting money, there the Gemara gives a reason. The Gemara gives a reason because we learn out from Kisi Adam, which is very fascinating. Mitzvah Shem, we're starting the Perek of Kisi Adam next month. We hope to get into it. In the mitzvah of Kisi Adam, the Torah hinted to us, the Shofach, the Chisa, that you're not allowed to do a mitzvah with, in a way of a bezoyin. So the same thing, you can't do kisi adam through a bezoyin by counting money. Lo'or aner, it's a bezoyin. So for the second case, we have a posit. Shmuel asked the kasha, v'chiner mitzvah yesh, kedush yesh ba. Shmuel seems to hold that there's no problem of bezoyin mitzvah. So the achronim try to explain why does Shmuel argue. Says, and the Gemara's mashma, Shmuel did not accept it. So there's two reasons you could say why Shmuel argues on the time of the Gemara of Bizui Mitzvah. One is, in the back of the Gemara, the Razo, the Balamor, the Rishayim say, Shmuel held, Bizui Mitzvah is only when you're touching the Mitzvah physically, when you're touching it. You take your foot and you push it. Or by Sukkah, you pull down an apple, which is decorating the sukkah, you pull it down and you touch it, that's mevazeh the mitzvah. But counting money in front of the lights, you're not touching the lights. You're simply using the light which came, the brightness which came out of the lights. Since you're not touching it directly, there's no bezeh mitzvah. But what? But you're not, but bezeh, but you're not being mevazeh. Bezeh mitzvah, it's not. It's not a bizui mitzvah.
We're calling fire a tangible thing. That's real, not real.
What do you mean? Not real. Bizui. Embarrassing something is only when you get a hold of it. You touch it. That's the problem. Why does Shmuel say you can count money in front of the light? I don't understand the problem. What's the what? So, are you going to see them? If you can see them, yes.
So if I can't see them?
The mitzvah is to see the Chanukah.
Right, but if I'm not going to see them,
what do you mean? You're supposed to be considering. So we're assuming he did the mitzvah properly. He lit the candle in the right place.
And now
I yes, you're a new shot. What does it have to do with bezeh mitzvah? You don't have the mitzvah anymore if you don't see it. You're worse than bezeh mitzvah. You don't have the mitzvah anymore. You have to see the lift. One thing is you have to see the lift. Then there's a new avera. Don't be the vazeh. You're bringing in a case where you're cutting off the mitzvah. You can't see it anymore. You have no mitzvah besides bezeh.
That's what I'm asking.
You're asking me if you do something, would you have bezeh also?
Yeah.
Maybe not, because you're not touching it.
It
doesn't, according to this lot. So what? Where does it say you don't have
it?
No. You're saying, I'm just telling you, if you don't touch this thing itself, you're not mevazeh. It might have seemed that way, but that's what the Razor is mechatz for. You give me other examples. But unless you have something directly, clearly against it, you have to accept the chiddush. That's what the Razor holds. The Sfasem is, his name is Razor, Rav Zerachya Halevi. It's an abbreviation. And that name is called the Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor is the Razo. Now, the Sfasemis says a different reason for Shmuel. A very interesting. Who? The Razo. Baal Hamor. Two names for the same person. The Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor. The Sfasemis gives another reason. The Sfasemis says that Shmuel held in the famous Machloikis, whether Hanocha is a mitzvah or Adloka is a mitzvah, I don't know if you have, did you have it? Whether or not from Menach, if you came across it, the Kitzer Shmuel held Hadloka is a mitzvah, which means the minute you light it, you finished. Kofsa ein zakor. If it goes out, you did the mitzvah. Light it. Oh, yeah, right. So because Hadloka is a mitzvah, is the mitzvah is the lighting. If kofsa ein zakor. And if it goes out of 5 minutes later by the wind, as long as you put enough oil in, you don't have to worry about it. So Shmuel, that's the Gevaldiga. So the Sfasemis explains, that's why there's nothing wrong with counting money in front of the Chanukah lift, because once you lit it already, you did the mitzvah. So therefore, there's no bizoya mitzvah, the mitzvah's over already. Well, but if you hold Hanukah is mitzvah, that means for a half hour it has to stay lit.
Yeah, so on.
So during that half hour, you're doing a mitzvah. Yeah, so that's what it's saying. If you'd hold Hanukah is a mitzvah, the whole half hour is a mitzvah. So during that half hour, whatever you do, is if you're counting money, you're mevazeh the mitzvah. But if you hold Hanukah, we'll talk about it. If we get to that, that's a different shaila, after half hour. We're discussing now the first, it's a nice point you're mentioning, this whole shmuz is negeya, the first half hour, the zman of the mitzvah. So the Sfasemis says that the mitzvah, according to Shmuel, it's done in the first minute, and therefore you don't have to worry about it.
But within the last first time, you can't use the nair.
What do you mean? According to Shmuel, you're allowed to use it.
Not right away.
Only after the first minute.
Then you have to have it. Just then Hadlaka. What exactly the shear is? Less than a minute. As long as you lit it. According, technically, there's no shear. As long as you did a mice hadlaka. According to this condition of Shmuel. Now, this is the. This explains the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. But now, this is the Gemara. Now we get into Rishonim. In Rishonim, we have three steps in Rishonim. Why? Because Rashi, on the first case of the Gemara, did not simply say that the Machloikis, whether Mutar L'Ishtamesh or Osur L'Ishtamesh, is totally in this same Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel. That would have been l'chor the simplest way. In the first case of the Gemara, when it says Osur L'Ishtamesh, Rashi should have spoken out. Why not? Because of Bizui Mitzvah, just like we had later by counting the money. Rashi does not mention a word about Bizui Mitzvah. Rashi comes along and it says a new reason. The reason why Osur L'Ishtamesh L'Oira is because if you'll use the candles for your own purposes, what?
Which case?
The first case of Mutar L'Ishtamesh or Osur L'Ishtamesh. I said there were three cases, and we're going back to the first case. The Gemara does not give any reason why you're not allowed to. Rashi says, if you use it, people won't know that it's Chanukah lift. Rashi doesn't say you're mevazeh the mitzvah, like the Gemara says. Rashi comes up with a new reason of Heker. So first you have to understand, what is this new reason? And why did Rashi not want to learn Poshit als Bizui Mitzvah? Why did Rashi change the reason of the Gemara when the Gemara himself later says a reason? So the first we have to understand, what is this reason of Heker? What's this new inyan of Heker? So it could be simply, because we'll say two pshatim, what does Rashi mean? What's so important about having a Heker? So what? So the simplest is, because we know by Chanukah, it's not just a mitzvah to do a ma'aseh halacha, you do it. It's the Rabbanan wanted pirsumei nisa. If a man takes an esrog and lulav, or a man, there's no inyan, as long as he did it, he could do it in his basement, locked up in a telephone booth in his basement. He did the mitzvah and he gets schach. Because he did the action what the Torah told him to do. By Chanukah lift, it's not like taking a lulav and esrog. It's supposed to be pirsumei nisa, by the outside, by the door, so people should see it. So just like there's a mitzvah persume nisa, that everybody else should see it, so even the people inside his house should not see him using the candles in order to have a better and a bigger persume nisa. This is the simplest pshat.
Anybody, some people would think that they see him using
through the window, passerbys also, but even for the mostly the people who sees a person using it more is the people on the inside. So we're just legging to that the persume nisa is not only that it should be visible, but it should be visible that it's only for the mitzvah of Lakas there. For his family, that goes into Torah. The person's living in a desert. I mean, technically, there's no persume nisa. But Moshe has an interesting tshuva about this. What would be if a person is stuck in a desert and nobody else is going to see it? Does he still have a mitzvah of lighting? Pardon? Maybe not. If there's no Lord Persuminisa, he doesn't. Maybe you're asking even better. But even Lagabi himself is there Persuminisa. But Moshe has an interesting tshuva about that. Moshe is a machlokes. He brings a Magen Avraham, which seems to say that if a person is stuck in a desert and nobody else is going to know, he has no chiyuv to light. Big chiddush in the Magen Avraham. But Moshe has big shayla on it. Moshe paskins that there is, either because is a mitzvah hadlaka anyway. Or maybe what you're tying simple is that this Pesume Nisa for himself. I'm just laying to a Kanish. That's one gang in Rashi.
Pesume Nisa from someone else.
Pardon?
Is that from somebody else?
From somebody else also. Well,
your lighting is his Pesume Nisa, so he is lighting.
His is yours. Technically, I mean, the Gemara says you have to be Mishtatif also. I mean, you could get, as long as you give somebody a penny in a Hanami, you have to join him. If you don't join him, just to be Yetzer by seeing, you make a bracha to see, but you're not fulfilling a mitzvah, doing anything to show. You didn't go out of your way. You're right. And it's a good point you're bringing up. Vices, there's two parts. You have to do something to create Pesume Nisa, not just see somebody else. But if there's nobody else to prove it to, the Shaila Magen Avraham with Rav Moshe, it's a beautiful separate check. Another gang in Rashi. Why? What's this Indian of Heker? You might think it a little like Jewish, but Lekov with Hanukkah, I'll take the license to go a little, that you could be that Rashi is being Mechadish does something else. Besides Persume Nisa, to show the ness of that of Hanukkah, which Persume Nisa is to show that the lights burn for 8 days instead of only one, Rashi held that there's another Inyan of Heker. Heker is not part of Persume Nisa. Heker is to show by not using the candles for anything else but for Hanukkah Licht, he's showing himself and other people that the Ness of Hanukkah evolved through Heker. What's interesting is, what do I mean to say? Well, how did the Ness of Hanukkah come out? Because the Yevonim, Timu Kol Hashmanim, the Yevonim searched the whole Beis HaMikdash, they saw Kol Hashmanim, except one Pach. Now in this one Pach, two Nisim, two miracles happened. One is that they skipped it. They did not see it. And also, Rashi speaks out, that the Yidden, when they went into the Beis HaMikdash, Rashi says, B'choysome batzneya, v'chosome tabate, v'hikir shaloi nogubo. Klal Yisrael went into the Beis HaMikdash, and they recognized that the Goyim didn't touch it. Now that's a double ness, that the Goyim did not recognize that this was also oil, and that the Yidden did recognize, didn't give up and say, well, there's nothing left. They kept looking until they were makir, as he stresses, they were makir that this is a Pach Shemen, that's Torah. So to symbolize, to remember that there was the Nes came through Heker, that could be why Rashi said, that's why you're not allowed to use the candles for anything else. To make sure to be makir, to stress the point that the Nes came through Heker. What? That only was a nikir. That the stamp was there and they saw it. Everything else, you find something. Maybe one person looks for something and he skips over something. They found it. The Heker bought it. They found it that they recognized the Chosomai, the Hikr Boi Shloino. That only answers why Rashi, what Rashi meant, what's the importance of Hikr. But the Sfasemis and other Achrayim ask, why did Rashi He asked another Rishonim, but the same kashas could be applied. They ask, why did Rashi not say simply that the reason why you're not allowed to use the lights is because you're being mevazeh? Why did Rashi come up with a new reason of heker that you're supposed to recognize, and we have to go into reasons explaining what this heker accomplishes? Let Rashi simply say, Bizoyin HaMitzvah. So on that, the Pnei Yeshua gives a teretz. The Pnei Yeshua says that Rashi held that the man di Omar, who says, Oser lehishtamesh la'ora, is being more machmir than Rav, who just says you can't count money in front of a menorah. Again, Rashi is saying that this man di Omar, who says, Oser lehishtamesh, the Gemara doesn't mention anything about bizui mitzvah, so Rashi held there must be a deeper, more of a reason, a more chumradika reason. Why is this more chumradika reason? So the Pnei Yeshua explains like this. If the only reason would be al's bizui mitzvah, that's only to count money, to clean out your wallet, to do stamazai, to look at a stama, look at a book, a magazine. But to learn, or to do a mitzvah, to do another mitzvah in front of the candles, there's no bizui mitzvah. Because you're using the mitzvah, it's taka mitzvah near Chanukah, but you're doing a mitzvah in front of the Chanukah lift. You're learning, take a sefer. So therefore, Rashi added on the tam of heker to teach us that this man yamer held, even when there's no bizui mitzvah, for instance, a case when you're doing a Tashmish shel mitzvah, you're using a mitzvah, you're checking leaves, a chase, you're checking a mezuzah if it's kosher, to the light of a menorah. It's a mitzvah, you got to check it to see. Still, you're not allowed to use it, even though the mitzvah, the reason of bizui doesn't apply. You have a new reason of heker, that you have to recognize that it's dafka neris shochanaka. This is the way the Pnei Yeshua says by Rashi, Rashi added a new reason, and he didn't rely on. The Rush comes along with another answer. Why? Because he says a little differently. He says counting money is a bizui because you do it very close up. Your mom is, you got to take the coins, the small. Yes. Now Yeshua says Rashi came along to tell us that even using something which is not a bizui of the mitzvah, doing learning in front of the lights of the candle, is you're also not allowed. That's the Chiddush of Rashi. The Rush says a little differently that counting money, which you have to do very close to the candles, that's called a bizui mitzvah. You go right up to it because it's small things. But doing something which is just using the light from far away, that's not a bizui mitzvah, even if it's not a mitzvah. As long as it's not close up, there's nothing wrong. That's not being mevazeh the mitzvah. But heker, the heker tells us you're not allowed to use it anyway. Yeah, to look at it. To think of the nest, but not to read or not to do anything, to any other usage. Not to use it for anything else. The Rush is giving a different reason why Rashi added the reason of heker. Because bizui mitzvah, the Rush explains, would only apply to counting money, which is done very close up to the candles. So it's here. Somebody watches you doing it, you see you don't care about the mitzvah. You're putting money right next to the candles. But doing something, reading a book 5 feet away, or something that's not so close to the candles, is not a bizui. The Pnei Yeshua's teretz was...
As long as you're using a fire, for how far you're standing away.
No, but the Rush says if it's far away, there's no bizui.
You're still using a fire.
That's what Rashi says. You're not allowed to use it because of heker. There's a problem of heker far away. But there's no problem of bizui if you're far away. We paskin like Rav that you're not allowed to count money in front of the candles. Yes, the Gemara says bizui. The Gemara is... We brought that... What do you mean? That was in Shmuel. That was only Shmuel held you're allowed to. This was only Shmuel. We paskin like Rav that using the light is called a bizoyin. So the Rush says it's only if it's up close, but if it's far away, there's no problem with bizoyin. That's why Rashi had to add in of heker. That's good in Rashi. Shamish is not part of the mitzvah. That's the whole problem. Shamish takes away all the problems. That's the hecker. You see, you have a shamish there. That is the hecker. That is it. Now, that's all good in Rashi. But if you look in the Ran does not say anything about hecker. Well, the Ran explains the Gemara, which says, Oser l'shamish v'oira. The Ran comes up with a new reason. Again, the Ran does not say because of mitzvahs bezuyas. He says, and he doesn't say like Rashi says because of Heker. The Ran says the reason why you're not allowed to use the Chanukah licht is because the Chanukah licht are supposed to remind us of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And so therefore when the Chachamim gave a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, they said that you should look at the Chanukah licht like it's like the menorah building the Beis HaMikdash. And just like in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to use the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So the same thing, you're not allowed to use the Chanukah licht that you bring. This is a big chiddush in the Ran. Everybody brings it down. And according to the Ran, the Achronim say that this is the most chomerdik. Once you compare the menorah to the Beis HaMikdash, so it's hegdish, it's moil behegdish, you can't do anything with it. So this is what the Ran says. Now, the Kash is, again, the Sfasemis asked the Kash on the Ran, why did the Ran have to come on to this new pshat? Why didn't the Ran want to learn like the Gemara says, because of Bizu Mitzvah? What forced the Ran to say that the reason you're not allowed to use the Chanukah lift is because it's like in the Beis HaMikdash? But you cannot give the teretz of the Pnei Yeshua here. You can't give the teretz of the Pnei Yeshua, which we said before, that can only work in Rashi. It cannot work in the Ran. This is a Lamda Shechah. What was the teretz we said on Rashi? Rashi wanted to add in that even doing a mitzvah in front of the Chanukah licht is osir, where it does not apply bizui mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah in front of another mitzvah in front of the Chanukah licht, it's no bizui, and therefore Rashi had to add the reason why you're not allowed to do it is because of heker. But those who went through the Ran, in the Ran himself, you can't say it. Because the Ran says clearly, even doing one mitzvah, a different mitzvah in front of the Chanukah licht, is also a bizui mitzvah. It's only from the menorah, from one candle to the other, which is all one mitzvah. But if you do stamazai learning is one mitzvah. Chanukah licht is another mitzvah. To learn in front of the Chanukah licht is a busy mitzvah. So you're back to the same kasha on the Ran. Why did the Ran have to come up with a new reason? Why you're not allowed to use the lights? Because it's like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Ran L'Shitasai should have said, whatever you're going to do in front of the candles, even if it's a mitzvah, you're being mevazeh. One mitzvah is going to be mevazeh. Mevatel zuazu, the lashon of the Ran is. One mitzvah is going to cancel out the other mitzvah. So the learning in front of the candles is going to knock out. It's going to be putting down the mitzvah of Chanukah. So why did the Ran have to come on to the other, to a new reason? And the Tzvasem is Babes with the Tzorachian. Doesn't seem to go with the gang of the Rosh. But according to the Sfasem Es Bavs of the Shaila, why did the Ran have to come on with this new reason? The Gemara says clearly that there's an Isser of being allowed to be mevaz of the mitzvah. So why do you have to make the mechanical licht like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? So it could be, you can answer the Chach. You can answer why the Ran had to come on to a new reason. Why? Because the Ran held, if the Chachamim did not want that the menorah, the Chanukah, should be like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, there'd be no problem in the first place. You'd have no problem. Why? You'd have no bizui mitzvah at all. What I'm trying to say is the Ran learned that the only reason that there's a problem of bizui mitzvah is based on the fact that it's like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Because if you wouldn't have the reason, the new reason of the Ran, the whole, there would be no reason to ask even a busy mitzvah. What does one have to do with the other? I saw in the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer comes and he says like this. Avnei Nezer has a shayla, and then you'll see how it'll tie in. Avnei Nezer has a shayla. Somebody wrote to the Avnei Nezer. He does. Can a person be yotze Chanukah lit with taking candles that stand on their own? He'll buy wax candles, and he does not have any menorah. Can he be yotze the mitzvah of Chanukah lit without a menorah? So the Avnei Nezer goes through a whole, brings rayas. It's a machlokes. No, he has candles. He lights the candles. He has the candles. They stand by themselves. No menorah. That's a so the Avnei Nezer. What?
The
soda bottle is a menorah. It's holding it up.
Yeah, each one. He's holding up a little oil on top of them.
He's not connecting all of them.
All right.
So who says you have to have the one menorah? You have eight menorahs on the eighth day. You have eight menorahs, not no menorah. It's a difference. It's a different shayla. But there, at least you have menorahs. You got too many. The shayla in the Avnei Nezer is he has no menorah. So the Avnei Nezer brings the big machlokes hapoiskim. Some say that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the main thing is he has the lights. Who cares if he has a menorah or not? And some poskim hold that if he doesn't have a menorah, he can't fulfill the mitzvah chanukah. Those poskim who hold that you have to have menorah, they hold you can't even use for a menorah. You can't even use a potato. You can't even cut out from a potato, or the case was an apple. The man didn't have a menorah, and he wanted to use a food, and he wanted to cut out from the apple or a potato, like some people, that women, if they don't have chana, they don't have licht on Shabbos, they cut out, they slice a potato in half. The Avnei Nezer says, according to those poskim, you can't use it. Why? Because food, since it's a potato, it's edible, or an apple, it's not a keli. And since it's not a keli, it's as if you don't have anything. So, Bekitzer, the Avnei Nezer says, we have a machorkis by Chanukah licht. Can you be yotze Chanukah licht without a keli, or must you have a keli? Now, the Avnei Nezer paskin is halacha, you have to have a keli. Why? What is the reason behind those shayla? L'chara, what's the difference? You got your eight candles lighting anyway. Who cares whether you have a keli or not? So it push it because, like the Ran holds that the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neris in Chanukah was not just to have lights, but it was to have lights coming from a menorah in order to remember that not just the lights, the Pach Shemen, that you got 8 days instead of one, but that there was a mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah. In the Beis HaMikdash, if you didn't have the menorah, you couldn't light either. So these poskim seem to hold like the Ran that part of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is two parts to the mitzvah. You have to have lights every night, but you have to have lights coming from the candle, from the menorah. Yeah. After we know this Avnei Nezer, we'll take it one step further. The Avnei Nezer brings down a Gemara that says, Gemara in Pesachim, that from light itself, you can't touch it, you can't handle it. Light itself, min ha-Torah, there's nothing wrong with having hanor. In the Beis HaMikdash, if there was a flame burning out of wood, so there was not kol ma'ar v'reach ein behem mishum milah. Because really, you're not taking anything away. You're not using, there's no mamoshes. The light itself is nothing. So it could be like this. The Ran, what forced the Ran to say that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is you have to have a menorah, and therefore you can't just use lights without a menorah, because the Ran held if the mitzvah would be only the lights, there'd be nothing wrong with you're not being mevaza anything. You're not really doing anything. You're not taking away from the lights because the lights are nothing. They're intangible. They're flames. So we're saying you're being mevaza the menorah. That's the chiddush of the Ran. We're explaining the reason why the Ran had to add on that the takanas chachomim in Chanukah was like the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. Then it's possible to have bizu mitzvah because then you're being mevaza the menorah. Yeah, because the menorah is made for the mitzvah of lighting. That's what the menorah is for. The menorah, we're saying, you couldn't have the mitzvah without the menorah. So when you do something, when you count money in front of a menorah, so you're really mevaza both, but you're not being, the problem is you're mevaza the menorah, not you're really being mevaza the lights, because the lights itself is something which is intangible. There's nothing wrong with having pleasure. The mitzvah is the main bizui is coming from the menorah. That's the chiddush you want to say in the Ran. If other rishonim could be hold not that way, they hold that the midrabanan, you're being mevaza the lights itself, but could be the Ran held that you need a combination of both. Since with the menorah is a chelik of the mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah, it's a chelik of it as we brought from the Avnei Nezer. If you don't have the menorah, you're not yet to the mitzvah of Chanukah, so the menorah becomes just like the wicks, just like the candle, just like the oil. Really, you know, all of those things, the candles, the wicks, and the menorah, those are the kalim that are used to produce the light. Just like you can't have a light without wicks and without oil, you can't have a light without the menorah, because it has to be similar to the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. That's why the Gemara says that there's an inyan of bizui mitzvah, but if there would be no mitzvah to have the menorah itself, to have a menorah b'chlal, then there would be nothing wrong. B'chlal, there wouldn't be an iser bizui mitzvah. So according to this, we have the two reasons go together. The reason of the Ran is the foundation for the reason in the Gemara. This is all for the first half hour while the candles are burning. Just finish off a minute. What about once the candles are finished burning, or at the end of Chanukah, where you want to empty out the menorah, you're left with some oil, what should you do with it? What about using them also? It's two separate shilas. So after the first half hour, there's one machlokes haplashim. Because some say, l'maisa, it's still the same night, and even though you did the first half hour, you did already the mitzvah, but there's another reason why you're not allowed to do it. This comes in a fourth reason. Because it's huktza l'mitzvosa. Huktza l'mitzvosa, remember I said there's three steps in the Rishonim. We said Rashi, and we said the Ran, and now we're bringing Taisus. It would seem, Taisus in the portion, that even after the first half hour, that you already did the mitzvah, and it could be there's no more bizoyan anymore, but the oil, since the oil was put in, and really all of the oil was being burnt. When a candle burns, it burns not just from the oil around it. It burns from the whole thing. You have more oil, it's a brighter light. You have less oil, so according to this talk, you'll have to make a separate flame, but you won't be able to use it for cooking, because it's hooked to the mitzvah. So this takes us into that taisus. You didn't learn it. There's a very famous taisus. So whatever you're not allowed to do during the half hour, you can't do after the hour. You got to make a separate fire and get rid of it. Putting Seamus, bury in the ground is not a bizarre. What do you do with Seamus? If you do nothing, no personal benefit from it, you just get rid of it. That's not called a bizarre. Burning something, kutchim. You burn kutchim, you see if it's possible. Burning is not a bizarre.
The wicks that you use every night. Yeah. You have a whole wick left when it will finish burning out. You let it throw. Everybody throws it out.
So it depends on the halacha, how we pass it. That's the halacha. I'm just telling you, I'm not passing you now. I'm saying, as far as each night, while it's still burning, so some poskim say that you're not allowed to use it. Why? Because as long as it's burning, even though you did the minimum, But if you burn more, you got more pirsum minisa. It's still a continuation of the mitzvah. And therefore, it's huksa. It has a din of muksa on it. Normally, we think of muksa only on Shabbos and Yontif. But Meforish and Rishonim over here in Mechadish, that not only Shabbos and Yontif is muksa. There's many different kinds of muksa. But here, there's a new muksa called muksa lemitzvosa. It's set aside for no other usage except for the mitzvah. So while it keeps burning, some places hold you're not allowed to use it. But other places can hold that you mutter. What about at the end of Hanukkah? When you fan it, you blew it out, and it's already, the next day has already come, so it's not the Zman HaMitzvah anymore. It's already past nighttime. So then we have a different machlok. Most places can hold. By then, you can do whatever you want with it. Because it's no more Huksa Mitzvosi anymore. It's not the Zman HaMitzvah. It's already past the time of the mitzvah. What? Oh, good. The fact that once it was used, but they hold that that's only during the time that it's read, that it could be used for a mitzvah. After the time is up, you can do whatever you want with it. Yeah, similar to Noi Sukkah afterwards, or an Esrig, after Yontif, after Sukkah, you can do whatever you want with it. The Shitas HaGa'inim, this is one famous Shita brought down in Rishonim, the Ga'inim Paskin, that when it's a Chumrah, I'm not sure how the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, but this is a Shita of the Ga'inim, that they're Machmer, they're the most Machmer, and they say like this, even after it was completely finished already, Yichal Chanukah is over, and it's already after Chanukah, you have to make a special fire and take all those wicks and all the oil that ever was in the menorah from all the days, and you oisa medura b'fnei atzma. You make a separate fire and you burn it. Now, so the question is, what's the difference? The Goinim themselves hold that they hold, there's a steer, there's a famous steer that Beis Yosef says. After a half hour, they say, you're allowed to read. You're allowed to do whatever you want in front of the licht. And they hold that after Chanukah, you have to make a special fire, and you can't use it for cooking. There's a steer, a famous steer that the Achrenim ask. So the Avnei Nezer and others want to give a teretz, gives a nice chap teretz. They say like this. Yeah, after the half hour is off, once the half hour is up, then you're allowed to do whatever you want. But they hold that after Chanukah, you have to take all the, you have to burn it with a separate flame, you can't do whatever you want.
And that separate flame you can have enough for?
Yeah. No, that separate, fakir, you can't have enough.
That can you be able to take a half hour.
No, but what do you need a separate flame for?
So,
that's the stira. That's the stira. How could they say that after the half hour, when it's still burning, you're allowed to use it, you're allowed to have pleasure, and afterwards, you can't use it? To her, the opposite logic. Here, at least, it's still during Hanukkah time. The parents, he says, a big cop. He says like this. After the half hour is up, and it's still burning, so you're not doing anything to the thing itself. You're just taking a sefer, or you're taking or whatever you want to do with it. You're walking over to it. So you're not doing anything. You're not, even though it's huksa l'mitzvosa, even though it was already muksa, but you're not touching it. But he says, therefore, you're allowed to have pleasure because the muktzah goes off. After the half hour, the Zman HaMitzvah is finished. There's no problem of muktzah. But at the end, if you want to take this now and cook something with it, you want to start up a new fire. So it's like you're burning, you're doing a ma'ase b'yadayim, you're starting a new fire to burn the oil. So he says like that. That pleasure that you're getting by starting a new fire is much worse than reading a book by a fire that's already going. During the seconds, during the Chanukah, it's already going anyway. You're not doing a new action. You're not destroying it. It was burning anyway. All you're doing is having pleasure. So the pleasure you're allowed to have. But after Chanukah, you make a new fire and use it for cooking. The minute you light a match to it, you're destroying it. So destroying it is worse than having pleasure.